What up? The man, the myth, and the legend.
Oh, no.
What's up? Eric Rakoff, a.k.a. The Jew.
He's got done working.
Working?
Trying some new liquor, you know?
Anything good?
Yeah, tried some cool chocolate liqueur.
Oh, really?
Got a half chocolate liqueur. Tried some cool mezcal.
Oh, man, mezcal's good.
Mezcal is good. It's a big market right now, you know?
Well, all like tequilas, mezcals, sotols. All that shit's going crazy.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize, man, is that Cuervo is not...
It's dog shit.
It's dog shit. It's not the fucking shit that you grew up on, right? So we've all had a bad experience. I remember one time in my life, it was $7.49 for a bottle during Cinco de Mayo, and I bought a bottle of Cuervo Gold, and I think I spit all over myself and puked.
Oh, who and so hasn't?
Right, so we have this idea that tequila is...
Oh. You know,
is Cuervo, and it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not even actually real tequila.
No, it's what, 51%, and then it's all sugars and other additives?
Yeah, it's garbage. So, like, I mean, yeah, like, people don't realize that there are tequilas that are very expensive. There are, you know, tequilas that are freaking amazing. We just don't know, you know?
Keep talking.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were doing, like, some mic check. Oh, so trying some of that, trying some single malts, you know? It's always cool to try something new. After a while, though, you get to a point where you don't even really need to try something to decide you want to buy it, you know?
Yeah, you can just tell it, smell it, taste it, or just...
Yeah. Like, some lady let me try Pucifer store, you know, Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, okay.
Thing. So now he has a line called Pucifer, and it's like a Arizona mead in a can, Arizona cider, and Arizona sparkling wine.
Oh, really?
The thing is, I don't need to like it to
because it's not you, it's what your customers might like.
Yeah, it's fucking Maynard James Keenan from Tool.
Yeah.
Buy him, like, nope. Like, I mean, so it's kind of a given. I think he's kind of a cocksucker, personally, but...
Oh, is he?
You know, you can't talk about Tool, right?
You can talk about his wines, anything else, how the sunrise is, how the sunset is, but, yeah, anything about Tool, he's...
Oh, he shuns you.
Oh.
And so my thing about that is, it's like, hey, man, if you wanted to forget about Tool and it's painful for you, you want to forget about, you know, the idea that, hey, man, I'm trying to live in, you know, this Northern Arizona area, I'm kind of like a hermit, you know, I don't really want to talk about this because this is my new endeavor. It's like talking about an ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's still
on tour.
He's still on tour. So it's like, hey, man, the reason why people are buying your wine, some of it's gotten good. The reason people are buying your shit, dude, is because you're fucking Maynard James Keenan.
Yeah.
You know, I met him once, did a tasting with him years ago, and you go to shake his hand, he pulls away and turns his back. And you're like, fuck you, dude. You know?
Yeah.
I'm antisocial. I don't like people sometimes. But you have to be. Imagine I did that to a customer. Imagine you did that to a customer. I get nowadays we don't shake hands as much, but imagine somebody, you know, spends a $100 bar tab with you. It's like, thanks for the great service, and you'll just like turn your back on him.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, he'd be like, fuck off, bro. So I think that's. But I respect his company, and I respect what he does, and I respect it's just...
And it's all Arizona grown, too, isn't it?
Some grapes have been New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Some of the Chupacabra, but, hey, man, I mean...
It was all Southwest.
All Southwest. His restaurant in Cottonwood is awesome, though, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Merkin Osteria.
Yeah.
He's got this bomb-ass chef there named Chris Smith. This dude, like, throws down.
Really?
He's probably one of the better chefs in Northern Arizona, like, hands down.
No shit.
It's just, you're supporting Maynard, you know?
Yeah.
It's across the street from Cactus Cates, though, so you can...
Yeah, see this, yeah, stumble across the street, yeah.
It's like the JJ's of Cottonwood.
Yeah, that's a cool little spot.
It is a cool little spot.
Yeah. I like how they don't have high tops. They're all low, so your feet are on the ground. I don't like high tops.
No, man, I'm short.
Yeah. Well, I'm tall, but it's still annoying.
I was in Cactus Cates recently, actually. Some girl was so effing drunk, dude. Eventually, my lady yelled at the bartender because, like, this girl, like, he overserved her, dude. And he was like, hey, you need to get a cab. And he kind of ignored it. I think he ignored it. It sounds so bad, but I think he ignored it because she was from the res.
Oh.
And you know how sometimes...
Two drinks, they get fucked up.
Yeah, but also sometimes we don't... We're not going to get to politics, but sometimes, you know, I think he just looked at her as a res girl pain in the ass, but it's like, yo, dude, you fed her the alcohol?
Yeah.
Call her a cab, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's like laying down in front of your bar like...
Oh, yeah, he can get in trouble.
Yeah, so they don't realize. Can't overserve people. So No, but that's a cool bar. They're like, I mean, that's why I like the bar that we're sitting at, because it's a dive bar, you know?
Yeah.
But JJ's a cool person. The people that work here are cool, you know? So,
So I really want to get into some of the old school stories that you used to tell me in the car rides.
I don't know about that, man.
No.
I think I'm a changed person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm a changed
person.
Dude, I'll never forget the baseball. We went to the baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was so much fun.
Yeah, you know, probably. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Dude, even Bobby and I talked about it. Like, man, that was, and to be the funniest part was of the whole thing, not eating mushrooms at a baseball game, anything like that. It was at, 10:30 in the morning, going into the strip club before the strippers. Yeah. And waiting for them, and help, you know, pulling down chairs and, like, hey, you, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it was a long time ago. I'm a different person nowadays, but I will say that when I was in my 20s, I
30s.
I worked at a place called Zorba's, Scottsdale. It's an adult boutique.
Yeah, that's a clean name to weigh.
Adult boutique, but this is the thing, is it also had viewing areas. Had like 120, you know, different channels of all different kinds of flavors of, you know, those kind of movies, you know, that that people would watch. And this is before you had Pornhub and before you had X Hamster and before everybody has a cell phone in their pocket.
Right? Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, you could take a break, go fucking jerk off in the bathroom, you know, and watch some midget fisting porn, you know?
Yeah, my dad, we lost him once at a bookstore in Vegas. There was like 12 of us, and we all went, and he went off into the side room,
right,
and lost him for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, hopefully he was just watching movies and not having company.
Yeah, I don't know, you know?
So I worked there from like 98, I think. To like 2007.
Was that when you moved to Louisiana?
That's when I went to Louisiana. Yes, I cleaned. So.
Oh.
Oh yeah. That's why like.
That's why you're a germaphobe now.
No, but it's weird though, man. Like, I won't put a worm on a hook.
Yeah.
But I'll clean up somebody's shit. I've seen a lot of crazy things, man. Like, I'm trying to realize that sometimes you don't always want recorded.
Yeah.
You know, things that you say, but the truth is that, you know, it helped me understand truly why life is the way that it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was like working at the Radio Shack in New York City.
I was in Long Island.
Long Island, huh?
Oh yeah, I remember Radio Shack got I think they paid something like $10,000 and a lawsuit because I bit some lady.
Oh really?
Fuck yeah, dude. So I used to be like a hot-headed salesman. I've always been really good at talking to people and selling, but I never understood the discipline of dealing with the customer. Here I am, you know, I'm like 19 years old, you know, 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, you know, my dad had been a manager actually of a Radio Shack not too far. Here I am, you know, like just, you know, fresh out of, you know, I was going to college part time, you know, and I was working, and I didn't understand truly the discipline of working with people. This lady and her mom. So back in the day, people would buy the universal remote controls.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is that they're written in freaking Chinese and then translated to English. So it doesn't make sense when you're trying to read the instruction booklet.
Oh, okay.
And so people would always have a hard time programming. They'd always come back and say, oh, this doesn't work, you know? And so then you'd be like, well, hold on. First thing you would do is check them, because 99% of the time they weren't effective.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to program it. I tell this lady that it works fine. She gets crazy. She starts screaming at me. She wanted her money back. I told her no.
It had just been easier to give her money back.
Oh, yeah. Now I realize it, but I was 19. I'm 47, you know. She proceeded to steal some batteries, and in her mind was like, well, I'm going to take these instead. And I locked the door on her, which was a mistake. And she was probably in her 40s. She's with her mom, and they cornered me by the door, and I was like, bad idea to lock them in. I need to open it up.
Yeah.
I went to go open it up, and she didn't touch my throat, but she pointed her finger right at my face.
Oh, and you just bit down on her finger.
And had it and said, don't touch my mom. And I was like, I would never touch your mom. And I just fucking chomped that shit, dude. She called the cops. Two female cops show up. It's me and this dude I was friends with, this black guy that I worked with. We're playing freaking, you know, Bobby Conda's reggae from Hot 97. And here we are, a bunch of degenerates. And this lady and her mom. And, yeah, so I ended up finding... I moved here, and I transferred to a Radio Shack and PV back in the day.
Oh, really?
found out that, yeah, they settled something like $10,000 in, like, a lawsuit.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, but I get it, man. Like, someone bit you at Best Buy, wouldn't you sue him, too?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Or punch him in the face.
I would never be in that situation.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Yeah, like, but I've learned from there to today, I've learned to have a different way of selling. I've learned that, you know, you got to have patience for
stupidity, almost.
Yeah, you do. You know, just like you, what you do. You know, you're part therapist.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are people that, I mean, I know the clientele that comes in here, and they're pretty awesome, but sometimes you deal with, then sometimes you realize that their money, they deserve to be treated just as well as if Elon Musk rolled up in here.
Yeah. You know? And 9 times out of 10, they're the ones who tip better than the rich fuck from Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah, the rich fuck from Scottsdale who cowboys up, and when he comes up here, he doesn't.
Yeah.
They don't. The thing is that you, if you treat the rich fuck or the entitled fuck, you know, because I don't think it's money. I think it's entitlement. I think money creates entitlement. But if you treat the freaking guy or girl who looks like they just had a rough day and probably haven't showered in 3 days, hey, man, their money's just as good as that rich fuck from fucking Newport Beach.
Yeah.
And it's about treating people equal and about treating them awesome. And I think a lot of people don't realize how to just treat people amazing and not be judgmental. You know, they say is, you know, shouldn't judge someone until you walk the mile in their shoes.
Yeah.
So the point is
that, or judge the book by its cover. I mean, there's a million of those sayings, yeah.
Working in the sex shop taught me so much about customer service, dude. and it also taught me how to deal with people. You know, the thing is, like, I've always been small. I used to be really heavier set when I was younger. The thing is, man, how am I going to remove a guy like you? With respect, you're a lot bigger than me, bro.
Yeah. You
know? So it's like, how am I going to remove a guy like you? So I had to learn. I actually had to learn balls. I had to learn not to be afraid. I had to learn to be like, yo, you need to get the fuck out because you're breaking a sex law.
Yeah. You gotta stand your ground, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude, I've been hit so many times.
Oh,
man.
Really?
Oh, I've been hit. I've been pepper sprayed. I've been one of the fucking craziest things. There was this fucking guy. So these aren't people that were buying videos and a vibrator for their,
no,
you know, for their lady, or buying a cock ring or whatever because of the arcade. Arcades not genuinely are known for cruising spots.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you did have the guys back in the day because it wasn't readily available for you to have Pornhub and what we have now.
Yeah, or Grindr or any of those other.
Yes. So guys used to, like, go in there, watch a movie, and, you know, do their thing. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I found a dead body in there, dude.
Oh, would he just OD or heart attack?
He was a big, heavyset, old dude. Older. This is a crazy story. He liked to leave his rope down, so that meant that, like, he...
He liked to leave his what?
The rope to his booth
down. Oh, okay.
It meant that he wouldn't mind the visitor.
Oh, okay.
If rope
was
up, it means leave me the fucking alone. If your rope is down, it means I'm cool.
Oh, okay.
If you drop someone's rope, dropping a rope means that, like, so the rope's down, you can go in there, but guys would see, like, you know, good-looking dude walk in there. And then he'd put the rope up because he didn't want to be bothered. He wasn't wanting company.
Yeah.
They would drop the rope. Right,
mm-hmm.
In hopes that he was, you know, doing his thing, and they can see his, you know, beautiful,
yeah,
thing, you know, and then you kick him out, of course, you know, and they swing on you, and you're like, you're a fucking asshole.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
No, I found the dead body.
That's
all I'm gonna say. Yeah, I did something crazy that, like, a lot of people didn't really found this guy, and it's against the law to actually play with yourself and to hook up, you know.
But, yeah.
So if you caught them doing it, you kick them out.
Yeah.
But if I can't see in your booth, I can't assume that you're doing something.
Oh, okay.
The minute I saw your asshole or your cock, you know.
Yeah.
I always say that I've seen more dick than a Vegas hooker.
Yeah.
Found this guy's dead body, and I don't know if I should be saying this on this, but.
Well, no one knows who he is, or.
No.
Did you tuck it away?
No, I picked his underwear up, dude.
He
was dead. I picked his head up, and I was like, fuck, don't. And I knew him, right? He never really wanted to talk, but he was on the down low, you know?
Yeah.
He had his underwear down his ankles, and I didn't want him to be found that way. So I picked up a dead guy's tidy whities and put it back over his. I didn't touch his penis.
Yeah.
I put it back over it because I wanted him to have some dignity.
Yeah, or the family have some dignity.
Yeah, so it's crazy. This is what's fucking crazy, dude, is Scottsdale PD come, and I'm like, I need a beer, you know? And so we shut down. The Scottsdale cop, so there was 120 different videos, right?
Uh-huh.
And all different, you know, gay, straight, whatever. The Scottsdale cop goes to me, hey, and I remember this. Was he watching number 75? And I'm like, huh? I don't know what he's watching. He goes, look at the name of the movie, and the movie was called Dick of Death.
Oh.
And it was a male masturbation film.
Yeah.
You know, like a gay jerking off and maybe a straight guy. It's funny because when they called the cops, they called his wife. And everybody knows Zorba's Adult Shop in Scottsdale Thomas. And that's 1973. The guy called it, and they called his wife. His wife was like, no, not him. Every time friends would come into town, you know, we'd want to go there. And he wouldn't go there. Yeah, it's because he lived a secret, you know?
Oh.
Imagine getting that phone call. Like I know that I'm a little weird. I'm a conformed good boy. I have someone that makes me smile. And so you know, I try to follow the rules the best that I can, you know? But imagine knowing, like not knowing that your husband for years was just fucking... fucking cock. You know?
Yeah.
Had these desires and he couldn't talk to you about it. You know?
Damn. Yeah, so in California, there's a burger joint called Zorba's. Uh-huh. So when my ex-wife and I, we were in Scottsdale, we go, oh, there's a Zorba's there. We pulled in, we're like, whoa, this is not the same Zorba's.
No. It's like hamburgers and gyros. Yeah. I'll say though, man, working there was a trip, dude. I mean.
You get all kinds, huh?
Yeah, you know, but back then, though, even then, you had Casa Boutique, but Zorba's was the shit, man. I mean, I've helped so many, like, stars, you know. Charlie Sheen likes men, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. Charlie Sheen likes, he liked younger men, over 18, of course. But Charlie Sheen, they like younger men. You get people like Carrot Top that come in and buy a lot of, like, prank stuff.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
For, like, his events, but, or his shows. But, yeah, I mean, I think I sold the vibrator to Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch. I think I sold to her and her friends. Bunch of, like, all-stars.
You know? Oh, really?
Hey, this is coming all the time. It was the dude that was the fuck his name? Michael Pittman?
Oh.
He used to come and buy porn for me all the fucking time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I had Bubba Dudley from the Dudley Boys.
Oh.
He's fucking cool as shit, dude.
Yeah.
Rob Van Dam, you know, when they were all in town for wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean... as much as I look back now wishing that I would have focused on buying property
in Scottsdale or
1998.
Dude. You know, when it was, or just even in like, out in the middle of the desert out there. What's that? When you first come into Arizona.
New River?
No. I'm talking, or you had New River or Anthem.
Right.
But, shit. What's the one out there on I-10? Now it's just blowing up like.
Portside?
No, before court, or closer to town. I can't remember the damn name.
Goodyear.
Buckeye.
Buckeye, yeah.
You would have bought property out in Buckeye, you know, back then at, you know, $1,000 an acre.
Yeah, you'd be good. Yeah, you know, so I mean, that's the thing is now I regret, you know, people always talk about, like, you should live your life, right? You know, I didn't want to be 35 years old and not live my life and did the white picket. I didn't want to do what my sister did, right? So I didn't want to do the white picket fence.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do the have children, live my life, and fucking snap, right? So I did the reverse. I fucked off till I was 35, 36.
Yeah.
But I regret it sometimes. So I try not to. It's nice to reminisce and talk about the stories, but I've learned that a lot of people can't move forward from who they were. So it's nice to tell tall tales, you know.
And that's all they are, you know.
It's tall tales, dude. I mean, I did some stupid shit, and I've seen a lot of stupid shit. I mean, I feel like the thing is that, like, I needed to see it.
Mm.
You know? I mean, first time you see a guy fucking, you know, drinking a bowl of pee, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? You know?
And how'd you end up getting that job?
You know, I moved here in 95. I was fresh 21. I worked for Radio Shack. I was a starving artist. You know, I do, like, graffiti, funky, cool shit.
Yeah.
You know, I was about 24. I was still working in Radio Shack and PB. And I realized that, like, starting to not, you know, I didn't move out till I was 24. Wasn't really seeing eye to eye. My dad, bless his heart. And mom, I had a friend. My mom worked with this lady and her daughter. I'd hang out with a couple times, just a friend. She lived in Scottsdale, so she needed a roommate. We rented a place, fucking $7.25 a month, you know, typical, you know, Indian school, Hayden Road.
Yeah.
You know, fucking $7.25, two-bedroom, and we'd go party. And I was pursuing my idea of my art. You know, I sold my parents a story that, you know, I didn't want to regret it growing up, you know. Like, I wanted to pursue what it was. I didn't want to suck corporate America's dick. I was doing that since I was 18. And saw an ad and a job. And I went in a shirt, and I wasn't wearing a tie, but I went in like a dress shirt, and I think that they were like, huh? Worked graveyard shift? Spent 9 years there. Spent 9 years, dude, fucking doing this. And now that I think about it, you know, they were good to me. My manager was the fucking best to me. He's still there. He was one of the best. He taught me so much about life. He was always such a good mentor to me. But in the end of the day, you know, you get stuck. You know, you're paying your bills.
Yeah.
Scottsdale wasn't expensive then. You know?
No, it wasn't.
So, you know, you're in my 20s and into your 30s. Then you realize you're a loser because you clean up fucking cum for a living, you know? Like
of doctors or whoever, lawyers, run-of-the-mill people, you know, anybody.
Yeah, man. And they're the ones that are the most fucked up, so... You know, just saw an ad 9 years later, and then I moved to Louisiana, and then I came back here.
What made you go to Louisiana? Well, you went to Lake Charles?
No, I actually went to Lafayette.
Oh, Lafayette, that's right.
I just needed to go.
Did you know anybody out there?
Yeah, my buddy owned they owned a bunch of apartment complexes.
So, oh, okay.
So I went and worked for his family. Say, man, my soul was in a fucking negative place where it needed to be, and I wanted out of Phoenix.
And get cleaned up, and not clean up, but just...
Yeah, you know.
Refresh the brain.
Refresh the brain, man. You know, it's like, it was just time to go. But the thing is, man, is that like...
How does a fast-paced person like you deal with Louisiana?
And I live in Prescott, Arizona, bro.
Yeah.
I mean...
Because your brain's a million miles an hour.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing is I try to tell people is that... That's not a New Yorker. So I was like, oh, you're from New York. I'm like, no, as a dude, I'm just fucking hyper. You know?
Yeah.
So it was funny because people, when I was there, they'd always be like, are you a Yankee boy? I'd be like, nah, I'm a Met fan. And then you tell them you're, and then you have my accent. They think you're a Yankee. Then you tell them you're a vegetarian because it's a vegetarian stuff.
Oh.
And they look at you like, fuck, like, what the fuck are you? I'm like, but I could drink like you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, you know, I loved it.
Yeah.
I love the Cajun fucking way of life, man. They do things a little different. You know, we ideally think that Louisiana is New Orleans. And New Orleans is great, man. But it's several times.
Yeah, but no, it's way different.
Yeah, you got to go to Bayou country, bro.
Yeah.
Bayou, Cajun country is where you need to be. Like,
my family, we have we go to an Airbnb in Bow Bridge.
Yeah, so I was right by Bow Bridge.
Yeah.
I fucking love Bow Bridge.
Yeah.
That's the thing, but it's like a different, it's a different way of life there, man.
Yeah.
A little too racist for me, but we're not going to get into those conversations. But, I mean, as far as the hospitality of how people are, you know, I mean, this is the thing, though. It's more than anything, this man is, they just don't know any better, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of these guys work offshore drilling, offshore diving for companies like
Schlumberger. Or work in the rice fields, crawdad, you know, sugar cane fields. You know, half the people have never even left their own county.
When they love you, though, they love you.
Yeah.
When they don't love you, like... You know, it is. They don't understand, you know? But I'll tell you, though, man, like, that Southern hospitality, truly, dude, like, they were some of the nicest fucking people, dude. Truly just, like, all they wanted to do was eat, drink, grill, fight, and fuck, you know? I was trying not to fight with them, but, I mean, it's such a different culture, you know, drive-through daiquiri stands.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fuck yeah. And then, like, you know, knowing that, like, so you had to be... You could be 18 to drink in the parish I was in. I don't know if it's still the same. 18 to drink, but 21 to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you go to a bar, and there's like a fucking, there's like 18-year-olds fucking drinking. People got their kids in the bars. I loved it, man. I mean.
Well, it's like that in Texas.
Right.
I was there with my niece, and we went into a bar, and I said, hey, can my daughter use the restroom?
Right.
And they're like, do you want to buy your daughter a beer? And I thought it was a joke, and I was like, yeah, hey, Corona?
Yeah.
She just couldn't sit at the bar.
She can't sit at the bar. No, the thing is, man, is that, like, even that area has changed. It's all growing. It's all gentrifying. Everything's gotten expensive.
Yeah.
You know? But I think, though, you know, like, living in Louisiana, I always said I was a New York Jew in the bayou, you know? but the thing about there, though, is that, you know, as much as I'm New York, born and raised, I love who I am, man, but I try to lose. I'm hyper, and I have a certain way, you know, and I... Could be a little rough around the edges due to my hyperactivity. Due to I'm very blunt, I'm very straightforward, you know. But the thing is, man, is that like I wanted to lose the New York. I don't like the stereotype of yo, I'm from fucking New York. You know, let me tell you, dude, yo, you ever walk through North Lafayette? It's fucking like baby New Orleans. It's fucking probably worse than most places you'd growing up, there is this idea that, you know, New Yorkers were tough, right? Man, I know fucking dudes. I don't dudes here to whoop my ass. I'm born and raised in Chino. Most people from Chino are actually kind of tough. You
know? Yeah.
But like, so there's like the stereotype, right? It like, it's that 80s John Gotti shit where people are like, yo, I'm from New York. Yo, you know who my cousin is? Yo, listen, by the time your fat fucking cousin gets on the fucking plane, and gets here with this mob tie that you think you have, you're already out in the desert, you know? So it's like, I want it to be Eric, not Eric from New York. If that makes any sense, yeah. You know? I mean, dude, I've been a Little Rock, Arkansas, dude. I wouldn't fuck with those people. I don't even remember, do you remember that HBO, I think it was HBO documentary years ago called Banging on the Rock?
No.
You don't remember that, dude? Yeah, it was like years ago, and it was like a thing about fucking gangs in Little Rock, you know? New York or Chicago, right? Just because you're from New York, dude, it doesn't mean you're fucking tough. Doesn't mean you have a certain way about you, absolutely, because you've learned to live that. You've had to learn to live
in that concrete jungle.
Yeah, that hustle bustle, but, dude, I mean, fucking, just because you're from New York or L.A. or Chicago, doesn't mean you can fight. The truth is, man, is I'd rather fight one of them because I can understand what they're saying,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to trying to fight some fucking down south country boy, bro. Like, I ain't trying to fuck with no fucking gator wrestling. Fucking, they call them coonasses. Like, that's the thing. So, we were talking about it. It's what happens here. People roll up to our town, they cowboy up, and they go to the bars, and they think that all these guys here are, you know, a bunch of fucking, you know, fucking uneducated hillbillies, right?
Yeah.
You worked in the bar for years. How many times have you seen somebody from out of town
get knocked out
by somebody from fucking Prescott?
Yeah, all the time.
And they don't expect it, right? And they run their mouth. I mean, you've been doing it for a long time.
You know who does that a lot, dude, is a Super Dave.
He knocks them out?
Sometimes, yeah.
Right.
But it's always someone from a Phoenix,
right,
or the Valley. And, you know, just clunk.
Yep. And that's the thing, though, is that, like...
But he has super small man syndrome.
Right.
And so everything annoys him.
Of course. That guy's a trip. But that's the thing, though, is that, like, you see that a lot, right? You know, there's guys, you know, guys that come up here, and they do. And they've got that... I always call them the affliction crew, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mentality. Now they all wear nine-line shirts, you know? And they come up here, and they think, well, because I live in Scottsdale, or I live in fucking Newport, that, like, oh, what do these hillbillies know up there? And they do. And it's like, dude... I don't mind visitors. They stimulate our economy. I don't like that attitude. It's funny because they end up getting knocked out by some fucking redneck fucking country boy, and it's just like, dude, I just got fucking beat up. Yeah, you got beat up, dude.
Well, cool? And then their friends usually get pushed around too.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't like to fuck with Johnny Scottsdales. I don't like Johnny Scottsdales. You like Johnny? Do you know what Johnny Scottsdale is?
No.
So Johnny Scottsdale was a term back in the day for the dude who's way better looking than I'll ever be in my life. But, you know, the dude who fucking, you know, works out at the gym, fucking totally.
7 days a week, yeah.
7 days a week, beautiful body. I mean, I get it. You know, that guy, like the meathead, right? Like, I remember once I got fucking Gus's Pizza, University and Roll in Tempe.
Mm-hmm.
Was always open till like 5. And I was with my buddy Craig, who's a big fucking native dude that I worked at Zorba's with. And then my buddy Marcellus, who I'd worked with Zorba's with, who was this, you know, black dude. And I remember us going to Gus's Pizza, and my buddy Craig were in there. My buddy Craig, he had this, he was a big, heavy set, fucking tattooed native dude, but he couldn't fight. You know, the thing with him is that he had big man syndrome.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, he'd squash me if he was on me. So I remember being there, and this Johnny Scottsdale dude, fucking guy, is talking really down to his lady. And my buddy was like, that's fucking, you know, it's the alcohol talking, that's bullshit. And my buddy Marcellus is like, dude, I'm not going to have you back. Don't do it. Chill out. With a friend from work. I don't want to be that person, you know, like I'm not going to be able to fight today. And my buddy couldn't help it. I mind my own business, dude. My buddy couldn't help it. He ran his fucking mouth. All of a sudden, Johnny Scottsdale had 5 Johnny Scottsdales.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. My boy took one fucking punch. This fucking dude knocked my boy once. He fell straight to the fucking ground.
Eric has a tab.
Yeah.
And so, just night night?
Yeah, and he knocked, and then the dude, and then one of his dudes knocks me out. He fucking just clocked me right to the floor. He didn't knock me out, but I mean, he fucking hurt me. And then my one buddy was there, and my one buddy ended up knocking him out. But I was like, and I ended up having to wait 3 hours in the Native American fucking, in the Native American hospital. But I was like, you know, it was a lesson. Thank you. It was like,
thank you.
It was like the lesson learned, you know, is that like, you know, like, don't go around like shooting your mouth off, you know. My buddy Craig thought he was a shoo-in. He was drunk. he has a way that he thinks that people should be, and he felt that like this guy should. And I get it, dude. But you can't always be a hero, you know. Mm. That guy was looking for a fight that night.
Oh, Johnny Scottsdale?
Johnny Scottsdale was looking for a fight, and my buddy just fell into it. My buddy meant well. He was just like, hey, you shouldn't talk to your girl that way, you know? Like, you shouldn't fucking... And it was literally like a scene out of old school WWE. He clocked this motherfucker once. He went right down, fucking cracked his head right open.
Oh, really?
And that's the thing, is that, like, it's once again, it's this idea that, you know, we think that we're something that... That we're not. Mm-hmm. You never know. Talk about Super Dave, dude. I mean, look at some of like these. Like, you would think that guy can knock you out. Look at fucking Vietnamese people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially being from California. These little Asians, dude. I was at an after-hours club in Houston, and I'm like, and my buddies, I was with my buddy that lived there, and it was like, you know, we're definitely doing things we shouldn't be doing, you know? And it was like 30 fucking Vietnamese kids, right?
Oh, really?
Because they like techno and like house music and shit.
Yeah.
Dude. You don't fuck with them. Dude, they're fucking crazy, dude. Like, Chai Fun and fucking Tran and fucking dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I tell people all the time, but just because that dude is like 5'1", that dude will hit you so fast with a pool stick, and there's like 30 of them. They've been fighting their whole life, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like... yeah, like, I don't fuck... Like, I don't like... To me personally, I don't like to sit at a table with a female Asian dealer.
Oh, I hate that. No.
Because
I lose.
It's all this. It's nothing about the person. It's nothing. It's just...
No, they're bad juju on me.
I lose all the time.
Yeah.
And they take my money and they smile.
Yeah, they have no expression.
Dude, they win. Like if I see like an Asian lady sitting at a poker table, I get up and leave.
Yeah.
Because she's going to kick my ass. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to lose. And like...
Or at a roulette table, dude. Or a craps table. Yeah, I don't sit down.
Yeah, see, I'm like, nope. Go next somewhere else. I mean, I love Asian people. I'm just saying, I don't fuck with them, right?
Yeah.
And I don't fucking let them deal with cards, and I don't gamble with them.
Yeah.
I like to drink with them. I like to hang out with them. Yeah. I love to fucking smile with them, but I just don't fuck with them.
Yeah. No, I've lost a lot of money learning that. Like, hey, stay away.
Yeah, man. Like, I do good with older men.
The old man, yeah, or an old lady.
Huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really gamble that much anymore, so... I think everybody gambles on their phone anyway with MGM Sports or Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny now. It's like sitting in the bar here and you have TVs, but the thing is, I'm sure you see people sitting here that are just using to sit at the high top and look at the TV, you know, just so they can watch the game that they're doing, you know?
Well, that's what I... You know, half the time I'm behind the bar during football season. Right. You know, like, oh, fuck, okay.
I'll tell you, you're a Rams fan. That's
right. Yeah, Bob and I both are. We have a good time.
Actually, something popped up some time ago on my... It was early in the... It was late. It was like towards the end of last year. But it popped up. It was the anniversary that me and you went to a football game.
Yeah, it was the Jets-Cardinals game.
It was a Jets-Cardinals game.
Yes. Yeah.
I do remember that. Yes. Like you said, nothing was like going to sit at the pool at the Met game, though, you know?
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, you've been listening to me for 33 minutes and 33 seconds.
Yeah.
No, it's actually good. I like
it. It goes quick, though, doesn't it?
No, dude, what do I do all day? I don't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I talk all the time. I was like, oh, honey, I'm going to do a podcast with Big Kev. Probably shouldn't talk politics. I said, I probably shouldn't talk politics so I don't get fucking punched.
No, I don't. No, I'm not one of those right-wingers or Republicans. You know, I was always a Bernie bro.
Right. I'm a Bernie bro, man.
And but the way that the Democrat Party treated him... There's no way I could vote for Hillary.
Right. I get it.
You know.
You know, man, I was talking about to someone yesterday, and I was really trying to tell somebody that, like, whatever it is, so this is the thing I don't get. I probably don't agree with me and you. I know we have different sides of politics, right? This is the thing, man, is I've known you for a long time. We can at least talk and learn to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I think we need to bring back. I really honestly, man, think the world needs a little more love right now.
Oh, time.
So I think I'm one of the only people that saw fucking Top Gun, the new one, and didn't like it, right?
I haven't seen it.
So the flight scenes were awesome, right?
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I guess I don't really like Tom Cruise, but he's fucking weird, dude.
Oh, he's a weirdo, dude.
But this is the thing, man. America needed a Top Gun.
Yeah.
We needed it. You know, we need things that don't, like, my lady was, you know, teaching abroad for a month and a half. And the time that she was there, there were like three or four mass shootings, you know. And it's just like, it just makes me sad, bro. You know, it makes me sad that we don't know how to love each other enough. You know?
Or just like, why aren't they doing anything? Or why isn't anybody doing it about Baltimore, Chicago, New York?
Yep.
Nope. Yeah, we whine and cry about these mass shootings, Buffalo, Uvalde, right. Da-da. But more people are killed on the weekends in those three cities than we're adding all those mass shootings.
Yeah.
Why is the cry not there?
It should be.
No, it should be. It's out of control.
I don't think people realize it's crazy, though. Just because I swing, we'll say, a little more left, I have a gun.
And, but you're fiscally conservative. You're socially liberal.
I'm more libertarian, man.
Yes.
I think you should just fucking... I think you should need to be a good human. And I think we need to spread love. You know, I'm not going to say I never pop off and say some stupid shit, but the truth is, man, is I'm really guided by love. And I really try to be a good person. Just because I believe in certain policies doesn't mean that I don't own a gun. I mean, I'm not taking my gun rights away. I'm for stronger gun control.
Well...
of some sort. I am. But I just want to spread love. It's all
Yeah.
I believe in the Constitution.
But I feel everybody in Chicago should have a gun. Crime will go down.
Yeah, they should. That's the thing about here, right? So even though crime's been getting a little wild here.
Yeah. But it's only in like certain neighborhoods, or they pick and choose who they're going to.
I have a gun.
Can I have a gun?
I have a gun.
Yeah. Well, you got Joe's?
Well, one is my lady's and one I bought for her, but yes.
Guns.
Yeah, I know. Look at me. Yeah, I got a passport now, too.
Oh, you got a passport? Wow.
Yeah, I got a passport now. That's to go fucking travel, yeah. I think eventually we're going to move to Japan.
You want to move to Japan?
Fuck yeah. I've never been there.
Yeah.
I want to move there. Well, my lady wants to move there, so.
You get the jab. How many jabs did you get?
Jabs of what?
The Ouchie Fauci jab.
Huh?
The Ouchie Faucis. How many did you get?
The vaccine?
Yeah, well, no, it's not a vaccine, but how many did you get?
Oh, what do you think? You answer that question.
You got all three? You got three or four?
Three.
Oh, three.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have the Ouchie Fauci's?
Fuck no.
Hey, so this is what I tell people. You know, I should, like, that's why I tell someone I have the vaccine. And they tell me how it is they want to tell me. I tell them that.
Hey, it's your body, your choice.
It's my body, my choice. It's funny, I always say, man, I tell people I had COVID. We had COVID a couple years ago. I tell people I had COVID, and they're like, oh, whatever. You tell them that you got vaccinated, and they're like, you know, fucking, what's wrong with you? You know, each is their own, you know? I think I got vaccinated because I just wanted to live my life again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, partially some of it.
Now, do you regret getting the vaccine?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, no, because you got to remember, man, is that I live with a scientist. So I get a different... I'm going to say, if I wasn't in the life that I am now, I probably wouldn't have gotten the vaccine. I wouldn't have. You know, I used to be a conspiracy theorist, man. I used to watch videos and thinking that George Bush was a fucking... was a lizard people, and he was shape-shifting, you know? So I bought into that shit, dude, you know? I used to think that acid used to have strychnine in it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that...
Now, do you still think that MK Ultra is true and the CIA and the government's still doing that?
What?
The MK Ultra? You know, like brainwashing these people to go do certain things and...
I'm sure. I just tried to...
like the Uvalde shooting.
Right.
Okay, how does a kid with no job afford $9,000 worth of weapons and ammunition drive a $70,000 truck... and he works part-time at a fucking El Pollo Loco.
See, that's the thing.
And then why were there black vehicles driving all around, you know, FBI, you know, the FBI Tahoes driving around making sure he's going his right way? And why did the cops stand down for an hour?
Yeah, it's crazy because I used to believe shit like that. Now, like, I don't believe that fucking space slaves just caused the fires in fucking Napa, dude.
Right? No.
I think that I've had to put... I've had to put a lot of the...
Starting.
I've had to put a lot of that... I don't know, man. I because I believe in love and I believe in humanity. And
I wish humanity would come back.
I can't buy into the idea that the government put this dude there to do these things to take away our guns. I think people watch too much, do too much Facebook, bro. What do I know? This is the thing, man. It's not like, I want to give love. I want to give humanity. I want to give fucking, I want to give people the idea, man, that like, let's be able to agree to disagree again. Let's be able to break bread, dude. This is great to actually hang out and have a beer, you know, and talk.
Like, yeah.
Like, let's be able to put our differences aside. I believe in humankind, dude. But I also do believe there's a time and place that someone needs to get fucked up. Dude, I don't like Biden by any means.
No.
I just didn't like my options.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, man, I think they've been fucking us for years.
Oh.
And they're going to continue to fuck me for years. But do I want to live, this is my point, do I want to live my world so fucked up that all I do is think about these conspiracy theories and brainwashing and what it is that they're doing and what, and maybe this is a setup here. That takes away from me being able to
enjoy life.
Enjoy life. I know it's there, dude, right? So you talk about the fucking...
Yeah, it's always at arm's length away.
So you talk about the vaccine. I smoke. I probably smoked things I shouldn't have smoked before.
Yeah, so, I put shit in my nose I shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I have.
So I'm sure COVID, you know, like I never got COVID.
Right.
I've tested 12, 15 times.
Right.
Nothing. Working here, you know, I've probably been so exposed to it that I just have a good immune system. Immunity.
I'm not saying that I don't believe that. I'm not saying I don't believe my government's evil in some ways. I just finished watching The Terminalist. Have you seen that yet?
No, which one's that?
It's on Amazon. It's on Prime.
Yeah.
It's fucking great, dude. It's like Chris Pratt plays this dude that was like Navy SEALs, like
oh, commander. I started it. Okay.
It's fucking great, dude. You know, and then his own people turned on him. But it's the thing, man, is that I really just want to smile, and I really just want to live life.
Yeah. Well, that's why I stopped, like, listening to radios. I listen to comedy podcasts all the time. Every once in a while, I still kind of listen to Alex Jones and just kind of dip my toe back in there and see what's going on.
See, you go down the rabbit hole, bro. That's the problem.
Oh, dude. Like, I was during COVID, dude, I was so deep in the rabbit hole.
I can't get with that, dude.
I had to, like, crawl out of it. Like, okay.
You still watch Alex Jones.
Yeah.
So you know what I watch, man? I don't really watch sports that much. Biggest Anthony Bourdain fan. Not seen the movie yet, Roadrunner, but it's on HBO Max. I still watch fucking... I watch somebody feed Phil, you know? I still watch Bourdain. Trying to figure... You know, like... I really, like, really interested in food and beverage, man. And I... Mm-hmm. You know, there's something about fucking cooking with your friends and your family.
Oh, dude, I love cooking.
Yeah, you know, there's something like, you know, cooking, eating, drinking... You know, enjoying your life. And so I am back to what, well, leave it soon, but back to when I worked at Zorba's, and give you an example. There was a lady who I helped her. She was really, 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 really nice. And she was like, you guys are so nice and so knowledgeable, right? But Zorba's would also have movies playing in the video area where you can rent videos or buy DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I remember the lady saying to me, you guys are so nice, but, you know, you got porn playing. You should put on CNN or something. And I was like, hey, lady. You know what happens when I put on CNN? They talk about people being killed. When I watch porn, I watch someone having an orgasm. Wouldn't you much rather watch somebody have an orgasm than hear about somebody being killed?
And what'd she say?
She was like, I can't argue with you. What our biggest thing was victims versus volunteers. We don't support victims, we support volunteers. So when I was young, you know, every man's dream, you know, I'm not every man, but my dream was, you'd read Maxim magazine back in the day about going to the, you know, Phuket, you know, Thailand, and going to the blowjob bar, right?
Yeah.
What red-blooded fucking dude didn't, you know, American dude didn't want to go sit and get a beer and get a blowjob, right? Now I have a completely different view on it because I believe in a lot of these foreign countries that they're not there by choice. So I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
But if somebody's watching porn and it's not forced, like, yeah, dude, I'd rather watch somebody get fucked and come and hear about fucking someone getting their head chopped off and mass shootings and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, is like, you know, I'd rather watch shit that's funny. And like, me and the lady watch a lot of, like, true crime shit.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you seen the one on fucking, on Dude, did you see the one on Warren Jeffs? That guy's fucked up.
That guy's a
piece of shit.
Oh, dude. Where he assumes his dad's whole fucking life, dude, and then takes on all his wives, and that shit was crazy.
Did you see the John Wayne Gacy one?
That's great. I think we did watch that one.
That's great. Dude, the problem is that John Wayne Gacy was gay. He couldn't admit that he was gay. He liked men. Couldn't deal with it, so he fucking killed him. You know, the thing is that I've always been intrigued by serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
which is the one we watched also too, the Ted Bundy one.
Oh, that was great,
dude.
So, do you have a favorite serial killer?
No, not really.
I mean, gotta love Dahmer, bro.
Well, no, because he was MK Ultra. He was a CIA fucking deal. He was, you know, him and Ted Kaczynski. They were, you know, massive amounts of LSD. Their brain was fried from the government.
So you believe Jeffrey Dahmer was programmed by the government to be who he was?
Yes, they made him into it by mistake. By experimenting, you know, and then they let him just go.
Yeah.
Same with Ted Kaczynski.
Right.
He was so brilliant, they were, okay, what can we do with this brilliant mind?
Right. I'm not saying that I don't believe that shit happens, because I do. The problem is
well, look at the Tuskegee experiments. Those are true. I mean, The government has done fucked up shit.
They have. The thing is, I think it's just, I used to spend a lot of my time thinking about the shit and obsessing over it. Now I'm trying to spend my time thinking about my life and obsessing over the positive things in my life and the good things in my life.
Yeah.
And not going down the rabbit hole. Because I think once you go down that rabbit hole, dude, then you're stuck down that rabbit hole, bro. You know? Like, I'm sure. Like, I used to believe, I probably still do, all that conspiracy. I always start 911 fucking.
It was an inside job, dude.
Of course it was. Yeah. I believe in a third plane. You know,
wasn't a third plane. It was all controlled demolition.
Right, so you believe that the plane didn't even exist?
Oh, no, the planes existed, yes, of course.
Were the people on the planes?
Yes, it was mass murder of the federal government.
Or do you believe that the people actually got taken off those planes and are fucking in hiding somewhere and the plane was empty?
No, because there'd be too many. They would have come out already, you know, this and that. No, they couldn't control that many people.
Do you believe that there were really Arabs on there?
I don't. You know what? I just know it was a controlled demolition.
Yeah. Well, why though?
For insurance and for the Pinaka Doctrine. In 1989, a document was written. It's called the PNAC, Project for a New America Century.
Okay.
On page 56, one of the paragraphs is, we need a Pearl Harbor-like event for the U.S. government or the U.S. people to go in line, because they wanted to take over more of the Middle East.
Right. I always said it was because Toby Keith needed to write a song, but well, I mean, what's the thing, though, right?
But why'd they destroy Tower 7?
And also, why 2 days later was Bin Laden's family being flown back to safety, right?
No, it was the next day.
Sorry, the next day.
Yeah. They were the only flights flowing out of the United States.
Yes, I remember that. I believe America needed to bring America back to pride. If you remember, back in 1999, 2000, people started to question, dude. People started to step up and be like, man, there's something wrong with our America.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't having American pride. And all of a sudden, everybody, you know, and now it's changed, you know. The thing is, I don't think that we'll ever understand or ever really know. What's the saying? You don't want the truth because you can't handle the truth?
Yeah, no. You can't handle the truth. No one can.
So you know what? I want to focus on having a beer with an old friend and seeing the beautiful sunshine out there and enjoying how beautiful my life is and being able to still have a, you know, I feel like America's scared right now. I go to therapy, right? And I feel like America's scared right now, dude. And, you know, we don't feel safe.
No, I don't think anybody does.
And so it's me and my therapist talk about is we've taken away people's safety, dude, and they don't feel it. And so you know what, man, like, you know, we're at an uproar right now, and you know people are afraid, dude. No matter how big this bad is, no matter how many fucking assault rifles you got in your car, dude. You know what? It doesn't mean somebody can't take you. You know, and people are afraid, dude. I mean, it's good because alcohol sales are up. No, I'm just joking. But,
and if you notice, alcohol's there, the inflation hasn't hit alcohol yet.
Prices have gone up, but
not as dramatic as 20% like eggs and 30% of beef and all that.
People will always need to eat, drink, fight, and fuck.
Yes.
I gotta pee.
All right.
About the love, man, but it's just like, what I mentioned earlier, you know, like, I feel like everybody's got a story, right?
Everybody's got a story, yeah.
I always wanted to tell my story. I've learned what parts of my story to tell nowadays. I thought the things that I was doing when I was younger. So a lot of people say be careful of a sheep in wolf's clothing. I've always believed that be careful of a wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm not calling myself a sheep, but I always believed that I was a sheep in the wolf's clothing. Like, I had to see that side of life to really understand, you know what I mean? That I've seen dudes fucking going to fucking in business suits, shirts and ties, pulling out a Jaguar. They even look at the parking lot of Zorba's, bro. It's fucking Mercedes, you know, fucking Jaguars, you know. I mean, you see a guy fucking licking the floor of a sex shop, and he goes home and kisses his wife, you know? I've seen guys get fucked in the ass and shit all over the place. So I have to clean up after them, you know? Or you catch them and make them clean up. And then, so I used to like to catch peers, right? Catch someone peeing, and I'd make them clean them up.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, fuck you. I'm like, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to call the cops. You're going to be arrested for a sex crime. So I have to clean the shit up. And then you finally convince them that it was their best interest to clean up their piss.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to clean up your piss, right? I wouldn't give them gloves. I make those motherfuckers clean that shit with their bare hands.
Yeah.
One guy one day was like, well, you should give me gloves. I'm like, you should go fuck yourself. Like you did this. It's your mess.
Yeah, we have a restroom.
This is the thing, is that, like, when I think about all the shit and I call poison to my brain, right? It was so beauty to my brain because at the same time, because I really got to see the truth of who people are. I'm addicted to vulnerability, right? I'm addicted to, I want to see your vulnerable side. I want to see who you truly are. I want to see the real in you, right? Like, I'm a man. Maybe I'm not manly. I cry.
Yeah.
I cry a fucking tearjerker because my lady doesn't, you know?
Oh, really?
I feel like one of the keys is I've always shown people my vulnerability. And I think that people need to be able to express their vulnerability. How many men are walking around? Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. One of the things that Zorba is talking about is how many men are walking around that
lying to themselves.
Because it's really what they are.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know that I'm not gay or alternative because that was the most accepted place to do it.
Yeah.
I like vagina, you know?
Every once in a while you like to see a hot tranny.
I mean, that's a long time ago. Long time ago. 20 years ago, honey. Not today. Yeah, but you know what? It's experiencing life. You know? And
but can you believe how many now there are trannies?
Oh, yeah. You know how many guys won't admit that they fucking let a tranny go down on them?
I mean, I'm sure it's thousands, millions.
There's a numbers game, right? I believe in the numbers game. Put 20 of your friends together. One of them has done it. Three of them want to do it. Three of them would let a guy suck their penis. It's not. They're not vulnerable enough to be comfortable enough to be accepted to who they are. And they live, and this is what it's all about, they live their life. What we don't understand, right, we turn to fear. What we fear, we turn to hate.
True.
You know? So riddle me this, right? Why is a guy, well, fuck that, I don't like using those words. Why is the guy the F, you know, fucking this, fucking that? When I go to jail, they want to fuck me in the ass. So does that make any sense?
No.
Yeah, so is it a power thing? You know, like...
I think sometimes it, especially in prison.
You're so anti-something, but you are something.
Yeah, I think a lot of times they're just gay for the stay.
Right. When you say, oh, I'm... That's the thing is, right? I'm very a lot more woken up than I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to some people it's a little too much, so I keep that shit to myself, right? But I do think we need to appreciate people for who they are. I don't think we should throw anybody's... I don't necessarily always want anybody's opinion thrown in my face, but I get it, you know? Dude, we're fucking human beings, bro. And we all came out the same way. We all bleed the same color. We all fucking have problems.
Yeah. My thing is the whole pronoun shit. That annoys the fuck out of me.
I respect it.
I had a customer one day. I say, hey, what's up, man? What can I get you? My pronouns are they, them.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, there you go.
So you remember when Anthony Fusco changed his name to London Crow?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody wanted to call him London Crow. Finally took me to respect him enough to call him London Crow.
No, I call him London.
Right.
Well, yeah, it took me a while to call him London.
You can't change the fucking... You can't expect everybody to accept change as quickly as you want it to be. But honestly, man, if somebody prefers me to call them or they, I'm going to respect them enough to call them.
Yeah, but
they.
What does that even fucking mean? When I ask them, you know, what does they, them mean? They can't give me a straight fucking answer.
But I just, I got bigger fish to fry in my life.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about this one situation, right. You know, and I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. What do you want to drink?
I remember some lady years ago came in during a lunch rush, wanted to talk to a manager because she was concerned that our bathrooms did not have gender-neutral signs and that she wanted to consider, she moved to town, she wanted to consider eating at the establishment that I work for, but her child would not feel comfortable going to the bathroom if their child was 10 or 10 or 11. Wouldn't feel comfortable going to the bathroom if there weren't gender-neutral bathrooms. You probably think that's absolutely fucking ridiculous, right?
Yes, keep your child at home then. Go home.
To disrupt families, to disrupt business.
Yes.
To tell me, you consider coming to the establishment, but you need...
I got to satisfy you? Go fuck yourself.
I think there's a way about going and doing it.
I wouldn't say go fuck, but I'd be more diplomatic about it. Sorry, ma'am. The majority of us feel they want... two bathrooms, because that guy does not want his daughter peeing next to that guy. So it's going to be boys, girls, two bed. We have a family restroom here, so if you want to take your daughter into the family restroom, you're more than welcome.
We did. That was the thing.
Oh, so, I thought you guys did. Oh no, this was before the remodel.
That was before the new ones that are there. The thing is, though, it's not 1989, man. You know, I know. We live in a retirement town, right? So top 10 retirement towns in America. I know that it's hard on people. You know,
yeah.
I do. There's so much, but I realize it's 2022 and not 1989. That's the thing is, man, is that like I try not to let it consume me. So if I have to adjust myself a little bit, then I just do.
But not for one person.
No. Well, I also don't think you should stop us during business service. You should come talk when it's quiet.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than these fucking Karens in the wild. Fuck.
It's like 35 to 55 year old heavy set fucking white women.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. They're the worst, dude.
Where was I? I was somewhere and I saw a table and I was like, oh, that's a table of Karens. They all had the same hairstyle, you know, the cut up, you know, and then the hair down kind of on their ears. I don't know, that's the Karen hairstyle.
It is. But you ever think about this, man? I'll leave you at this just to see right now. You ever think about this? You ever feel for them? How miserable they probably are inside?
Because that's all they think about it. What to... You know, it's like, don't you have anything else to do in life?
They don't. I gotta go home and clean my... I gotta go home and start my Airbnb cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta go fucking check on my kitty. My lady's out of town.
You know what I think a lot of it is? It's empty nesters.
Yeah.
You know, their kids are gone. They have nothing else going for them.
No.
So all they're going to do now is bitch. They can't bitch at their kids anymore. They can't bitch at, you know. Or their husband left them because she was a fucking self-entitled cunt. And he's like, I can't handle this anymore. Got a younger girl. So that pisses her off.
Of course. Well, but the thing, though, is the problem, though, is that, like, the thing is, I say, I got to go home, clean my Airbnb, I have these chores. I have things I need to do, right? So it's like... I have other things in my life to worry about than this little shit, dude.
And, yeah, I don't have time.
And to obsess over this self-entitled little shit where I'm like, think about it, man. When somebody's like, that was the worst Reuben sandwich I've ever had in my life. I'm never going back to that restaurant again. You're like, is your life that bad? Is it really that bad? Isn't there something more deeper going on? It's not really about the Reuben sandwich, right?
Well, I had a sandwich yesterday that was just horrible. I'll never go back to the place, and they claim to be the best barbecue in town.
You know, see?
I got their Philly cheesesteak.
I thought it was delicious.
Normally, the one at PV is way better.
Yes, PV is better.
This one here, it was all, like, they didn't render the fat out of the brisket, and so I was just eating fat, and I was like, and it was just, and LaVea was like, do you want half my hamburger? I'm like, no.
Yeah, but did you give the opportunity to say something?
Well, we took it to go home.
Oh, okay. So then you weren't driving back.
No, I'm just like, fuck it. I just won't go back there.
But see, I think that's wrong.
No, I'd rather go to PV.
Oh, okay.
Where I know it's been the same consistently every time I've had it there.
I just think we need to give the opportunity to be like, hey, because that shit's like $17, $16, $17.
Yeah, it was $45 for our two meals, hamburgers, and an iced tea to go.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Plus, they charge you a 30% to-go fee.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was $4.75 to-go fee.
Oh, fuck that.
So if I sat at the bar, ordered all this food, and said, you know what, I'm not going to eat all this here. Can I take it to go? There would have been no fee.
Next time, just order the bar and ask for it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, save that $4.75 for a beer. I don't like that you got to start two different tabs. That you pay, then you got to start a different tab. And they're dumb because that also causes double transaction fees.
Yeah.
Transaction. So that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to go to the one in PV and not worry about the...
I like the one in PV. I haven't been to the one in Cottonwood yet.
No, I heard it's really good, too.
So every time we would go, we'd always order the sampler platter, and me and my lady split it.
Yeah.
But nowadays, like, dude, I have the Philly cheese. It's good.
Yeah.
And I normally, you know, I don't really go out... I don't go out looking for that kind of food. Yeah. I'm around it all day, but no, it was actually pretty good.
Well, you know, because I love brisket. And, you know, it's thick pieces of brisket, you know, with the bell peppers, onions, and all that.
Actually, who has a good... Lazy G's got a pretty good French dip, dude.
Oh, do they?
It's like $17, so expensive. But
yeah, well, everything's getting expensive now.
Fuck yeah, chicken thighs are like $2.99 a pound at the grocery store. Shit, do we have an RV? I'm like, can't afford to move my RV.
I know, right?
$5 fucking dollars a gallon.
That's ridiculous.
You know what, though, man? Hopefully it changes.
I don't see it happening.
Right.
I see it going higher.
Yeah.
I see it'll be about, by 2024, it'll be $8 a gallon.
Yeah, you know what? Good thing we have little cars. I mean, I do. I think about it. Like, I'm going out of town this week, and I drive to Phoenix on Friday. I could drive to Phoenix in the Mini Cooper and drive back, and it's like $20 in gas.
Yeah, same with my Altima.
Right, same with your Altima.
My Altima gets great gas mileage.
You try to do that in a big truck, you don't get shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
LaVeya's Jeep, same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't have $150 every week for fucking gas, you know?
Yeah, no. It's, it's out of control.
Are we done?
No. Do you want to be done?
I don't know. How long did this thing go for?
Until we're tired of talking. You tired of talking?
Oh, let me get a beer. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll have some delivered.
Oh, okay.
Hey, ma'am? LaVeya. Oh, now she's...
Please, thank you.
Hey, beer lady.
I would never call her a beer lady. It's my job. Yeah, I buy your beer. It's PBR. It's not like you're drinking fucking Cavassier XO.
Yeah, right. Dude, have you seen Will lately?
No.
Neither have I.
I don't really hang out with...
Like, with that old crew?
I should, but I just don't as much.
You know who I saw the other day was Todd.
Thank you. I get really preoccupied with my life. My mom is not in town, dude. I don't think she's listening to this. My mom is in town. I do mama's things.
No, it's okay.
I'm going to be drinking a lot of Yingling this weekend, so I'm excited.
Oh, you got some Yingling?
No, I'm going to Pennsylvania.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay. Nice.
Next Sunday, I'll be in Philly. It'll be nice.
Really? I have a buddy who lives in Philly, downtown.
They were staying right in Chinatown area. We got an Airbnb.
Oh, nice.
Hopefully, I'm out of the doghouse by then.
Was she going out there to work?
No, her family's from there.
Oh, okay.
So her family's in fucking Philly. In Pennsylvania on the Mason-Dixon line. So it's 3 miles or so from the Maryland border.
Oh, okay.
So I fly into Baltimore and she pick me up.
Oh, all right.
Mom lives on 30 acres. They got like a tractor and ATVs.
Oh, really?
Appalachian, yeah. Everybody's Pennsylvania, fucking country folk, and
yeah.
You know, it's farm. Go to the dairy farm, you know, and have the best ice cream.
Oh, dude, because it's real cream.
Mennonite fucking pies, you know, yeah. From the Mennonite grocery store. Slam a bunch of Yingling, eat some fucking Gulf shrimp.
You know, yeah, and blue crabs are in season too.
Yeah, so she's in Delaware right now with her friend on the beach, and then so she picked me up. My sister, I meet my sister in Philly. I'm really excited. I've been just as a kid, and then pretty much I spent 5-6 days in Pennsylvania.
Damn, you know, good for you.
But it's that fun country. It's just a different kind of country.
Oh, yeah. It's those rolling hills.
Yeah, but it's also like, they're a different kind of redneck. But this is
oh, yeah. It's crazy, those Amish out there, man.
So they're more Mennonite where she is?
Oh,
area.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, but like she went to Harrisburg recently, and I've never been to Harrisburg, so it's cool, dude. Like, so I'm excited to go in that area.
You go to Hershey?
Yo, I'm originally going to go to Hershey and meet my sister, but instead we're going to meet in Philly.
Oh, okay.
So she's, my lady's family, 16 miles from Gettysburg.
Oh, all right.
So it's that area.
Right there on 30, yeah.
So it's that area. So it's super cool, dude. It's like a lot of old history. You know, it's funny here, right? We look at the history of, like, the
Old
palace,
West,
right? And it's 1901, 1886.
Yeah.
There, the shit is, like, 1737.
Yeah,
know,
exactly.
Or whatever it is. But, you know, it's really interesting to see how we're still new.
Oh, very, yeah. And then relative to the, like, what was it, just, what, 8 years ago, Arizona just celebrated its, what?
150th?
Yeah.
And they're celebrating something a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, so, like 250.
It's really nice to see the beginnings of our America. As much as, you know, I'm so fucking American, bro. I just don't need to wear an American flag shirt.
Every day, yeah.
To prove that I'm American.
Yeah.
I'm a different voice of America. I love my country, and I love where I'm from. I love where I get to travel. I love where I live most of the time.
And you never met a stranger.
No. You know?
No, you.
Yeah, you know, the thing is like, you know what intrigues me about Prescott? I'm intrigued with the Wild West. I love fucking Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know the story of supposedly Billy the Kid is buried here in Prescott? Do you know that story?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Look at
I thought here. He was buried in Fort Sumter, New Mexico.
Well, they claim that.
Yeah.
But was that really Billy the Kid?
Oh, who fucking knows back then?
Did Billy the Kid really die? Did Pat Garrett actually, did he die that day? Or did Pat Garrett let him go?
Oh,
he
right.
was his buddy. So they claim, there's another guy. Look it up. That's right. Look it up. There's another guy. Right on top of us right here. Pioneer Home?
Uh-huh.
There's another guy that's ideally was at the Pioneer Home and is buried in the cemetery.
Really?
There's an idea that this guy didn't. There's no records of him past 1888, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he came out here. He never got killed by Pat Garrett. Pat Garrett let him go. He escaped. Came to Prescott. Look it up, man, because I don't want to tell the wrong story, but look it up. There's a whole idea that there's a guy that Billy the Kid didn't really die when they said he did.
No shit. Yeah, I'll look it up.
But it's cool. Like, have you ever gone to Big Nose Kate's fucking tombstone?
No.
Yeah, she's buried at the fucking cemetery across from Walmart in Del Garner.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. So, like, and did you know that what's his name? What is that guy's name? Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
His brother Virgil. I think it was Virgil. Yeah, Virgil had a church up by Thumb View.
No, I didn't know that.
See, I'm really intrigued with all the Wild West history. Think about this, man. There was a time when the Billy the Kids and the Jesse James and that shit roamed through this area, dude. Who doesn't fucking love Young Guns?
You know? Oh, yeah, it's a great movie. I don't think the James Gang made it this far. They were Missouri.
James Gang did not. You're right.
Yeah.
But Wyatt Earp, dude.
Yeah.
Know, like Billy the Kid. Like,
really, well, I knew Wyatt Earp and all them. They were here.
Right. That intrigues me, you know. Intrigues me the Wild West, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like, but then I get intrigued with when you go into, you know, New York, Boston, Philly. Like, I'm really excited where we're staying in an Airbnb. It's not too far from the Liberty Bell.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, like, I haven't seen it since I was a kid. That's inspiring to me.
So my old boss, you know Randy Berryman that works for Pepsi?
Yeah, he still gets me tickets to concerts and shit.
Well, you know his wife is a Reed.
Oh.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
Well, his niece got to go ring the Liberty Bell 2 years ago or
right.
5 years ago. Like when Randy got married, he signed a contract and his family gave him X amount of dollars to not let his wife take... To keep the Reed name going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're a big deal in Pennsylvania.
Well, you know
or
that,
Philadelphia.
That's the thing. Is like, so to me, like, you know, that's super cool to see the Liberty Bell. That's the thing. Is like, I think people have it mistaken. Is I'm so proud to be American, and I'm so proud of our history of America. And
but we need to get back to. We need to. What irritates me right now is they've turned politics into teams.
Right.
My team good, your team bad. My team good, your team bad. Da da da. Back and forth, and they always. Everybody acts like they're at the goal line, trying to fucking score.
Right.
And then there's, and then the Supreme Court's the one with the flag saying, no, you can't do that. 10-yard penalty, you know. And it is just mind-boggling to think that people are out there just actually hating each other because they voted for whatever person on either side.
Right, of course.
And it's like, man, we got to grow up.
Yeah, we do. You know, we need to.
You know what happened to the old sticks and stones?
Yeah, but that doesn't exist anymore.
No. Well, parents are raising pussies is what's going on. Our generation, Gen Zs or Gen Xs, we made these millennials and we kind of gave them everything we didn't have.
Right.
You know, yeah, you're not a latchkey kid anymore. You're da da da. We're going to coddle you.
Right.
Because we had nothing, you know. Mom and dad both worked. We basically cooked our own, you know, started our own dinners or whatever. We came home at 5 years old, had the key around the neck and, you know, all that and... You know, during the summertime, all right, you're going to either clean or you're getting out of the fucking house.
Yeah, we played fucking...
And we were gone until the streetlights came on, or...
And we played manhunt, and we played stickball,
yeah,
and kickball. And, you know, we were kids, man, we played ring and run.
Yeah.
We drank from fucking seal tank, we drank from the hoses.
Yeah.
I fucking picked my nose and ate my boogers.
But the thing is, right? Is then they raised these millennial kids, and they kind of gave them everything. It's all what happened with the boomers.
Right.
You know, you had the greatest generation on earth, tough as fuck, dude, went through the depression, all this. Then started having boomer babies, and the boomers gave them fucking everything. You know, they're the biggest crybabies of them all, the boomers.
Fuck yeah.
And then they had kids, and they were like, well, we got to fucking work. All right, sorry, Gen X. What's it, strong men make weak children? Weak children make strong men or something?
Right.
Forget how the saying goes. But it's like that, and then now you got these little Gen Z kids whose grandparents are Gen X's,
right.
And they're like, hey, fuck nut, da da da. You can't talk to me like that. Go fuck it, go home, you know, whatever. And you have these parents like, oh, I'm so sorry, Grandpa was so mean to you. You should have seen how he was with me, you know. I don't know, it's just, we got to start toughening up these kids. Like, my nephew's the biggest fucking pussy. He's 12 years old, and all he wants to do is play games and be in the house. I'm like, but now everybody watches too much CSI or special victims units and all that, so they think their kids are going to get fucking kidnapped. When was the last kidnapping in Prescott? Or the Yavapai County?
That's probably been a long time.
Yeah, 10 years, 15 years?
Right.
So let your kids go outside and fucking play.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that... Is it that, or does it have to do with this little thing inside your fucking pocket? The other times, like, so I make it a point to always, we always, for the most part, me and my lady always eat dinner together.
Yes, LaVey and I do.
Now we might eat it laying in bed, or we might eat it watching TV, but we eat it together. How many times do you go out? It's the virtual babysitter shit, right? How many times do you go out, do you see fucking somebody, they have the two kids, right? Or one kid, whatever. They have the kid, and the kids are on their fucking phones, turned like this way. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
And nobody talks.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
So I think it starts with having, taking time out, having dinner with your family. We don't want to hear our kid fucking, it's like when my cat cries to eat, right? My lady tells me, ignore him. After a while, I'm just like, fuck it, dude, you're not shutting up. You're doing all, I called it all cat choir.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, you're doing all cat choir, like 4 a.m., motherfucker. I wake up like 5:45, 6, but I'm like, you know, the same thing is, parents don't want to hear their kids, right? They don't want to hear them kids, mama. So we give them a virtual babysitter.
Yeah.
The fucking cell phone's fucking us up, dude. Social media is fucking
us up. Oh, yeah.
We need to bring... So it's not that I'm... So I mean, you don't see eye to eye on certain things. I do believe sometimes that they need to be a little harder. But I also believe that maybe we need to be a little more understanding. It's 2022, man, not 1989, not 1996, right? But maybe I think what we need is to bring back a little more of the aspect of that family.
Yes, like
you don't do that anymore.
Yeah, even like you go to Chili's, they have the fucking deal there for parents. A little computer thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we need to bring back, dude, man, look at this. Is that like we need to
just at least bring back Sunday dinners?
Sunday sit around dinners. Sit, dude, the thing is, though, is you know what happens is you're right, dude. The parent makes the kid soft. Because when the kid is like, I'm not going to eat that. I don't want that.
Well, my brother has, or his wife or whatever, makes two separate meals.
Yeah.
I'm like, bullshit. Then Logan was like, how come you never take me on your road trips like you used to do Allie? I said, because Allie will eat food.
Right.
I said, I'm not stopping to get you chicken nuggets or a corn dog. If we're going to stop somewhere and that's all they have fucking have, if you can't find something on that fucking menu, you're not eating.
I was hanging out with somebody, when was it? I was hanging out with somebody recently, and their son, Saturday, my buddy came by the house, and his son, he just wanted pizza. And he was like, how about we go to the club, up to Capitol Canyon, or how about we go here? No, I want pizza. And all his son wanted was pizza. And so eventually, I'm sure he got pizza. It was like, he didn't want to eat anything else but pizza.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I'd
have been spanked as a kid.
Yeah, you know, it's like, so it's the thing is that we have this thing in front of us. We have the social media. People, problem I think is, man, is that we have to stop talking about remember when, back in the day. It's not that time anymore, dude.
Yeah, no.
It's 2022, bro. And it's just the way that it is. People don't fucking, you have friends that you call, friends that you text. People are so full of fucking anxiety that nobody knows how to talk on the phone anymore.
Oh, or in person.
No one knows how to talk in person. People have to fucking, you don't need fucking servers anymore because people look at the menu 9 times online before they order, right?
Yeah.
People don't want to socialize. I'm telling you, people don't want small talk.
But a social anxiety is for real now.
That's the thing. It's social anxiety. That's all that is. Social anxiety, dude. Social anxiety is at a fucking all-time high. And it's nuts.
Yeah, no, I see it in here.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be when you started working at the bars in Prescott. Right?
No, it was fun.
And people are different, right?
Oh, and these younger kids, they, well, I always get after them saying, you know, may I or thank you.
Right.
You know, I try to teach them some manners.
So, you know, it's funny is that, like, the appeal for this bar has always been that I don't feel like I'm fucking someone's grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really what it is. It's like, but even then, times have changed, right?
Yeah.
It's all this. Come on, let's be done.
All right, dude. Hour and 17.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
77 minutes with the Jew.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Yes. Hey, be a friend. Tell a friend.